producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Once again, talking with our pals from Talk Radio News right from the get-go, trying to figure out what in the heck's going on in Washington and the ripple effects of some of the decisions or lack of decisions that affect all of us in the nooks and crannies. Who better to kick it around with than our pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Talk Radio News's Bob Nay. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good, Kate. How are you?
Do you like that, the rippling effects of what the decisions are or aren't in Washington,
D.C.? Well, that's true. Yeah, they'll make the whole country ripple.
That's right. So we love these polls here. And ABC News, Washington Post did a new one. And pretty much it's just what we keep seeing, that it's not good for the president, it's not good for Congress, right?
Right. When you look at the thumbs down, it's for the president and the Congress, more towards how they're handling this. You look at the thumbs up, though, the president's, pushing for this temporary type of money, which is $3.7 billion. That's a thumbs up on that one. But the way that the both are operating, trying to get a more permanent solution doesn't seem to be cutting it with the electorate.
Yeah, doesn't seem to be cutting it. All right, so you and I have been talking about this now for a while, of course, the situation with immigration and the kids coming in over. And what's the latest as you parcel this out for us?
Well, it's very interesting because I see where Congressman or Senator Cornyn from Texas and Guerra, who's a Democratic member of the House, they have a bill together, and that will be a bill to undo the 2008 Bush law, which was voice voted, which set up the criteria to look at each and every case of the children coming from that area of the world in Central America. And they're trying to repeal it, except for cases where, in fact, the children would be in a position where they could be killed, which really, honestly, doesn't do much because that would still be a factor in assessing these children. So they're going to have to go with the temporary money. So I think the House goes with the temporary money. They'll put some stipulations that you have to look at deportation, et cetera, in cases, but they're going to have to go with the money. They cannot sit and just let this go nowhere. But I do think after the election that you'll see John Boehner or if somebody succeeds him, have to address this issue as the presidential race gets going in 2016. They're going to have to address it.
Yeah, you saw this problem way back when you were in Congress. Mm-hmm. Did you imagine we get to this point with the flow and with the situation we have now?
No, I didn't. When I was there, President Bush, he didn't call it, he called it pathway to something. He didn't call it asylum or amnesty. But I remember people in the Republicans in the closed door were screaming, Bush, this is amnesty with Bush. We're just not doing it. Our people don't want it. And all of a sudden, over a period of time here, and within a decade, this is a whole different world, a whole different ballgame. And also the realization that we've got high school students who have been here illegally. What are you going to do? Some of them don't even speak the home country language.
Yeah, we're stuck. We're stuck in a really strange, I think, place in the United States. And it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, as far as the people are concerned. I think everyone's furious about this, Bob.
Yes, they are. And the people don't know which direction to go. And then there's a special category for certain kids. But if you're a Mexican child, you go straight back. If you're Haitian, they fly you right back. So we don't have a continuity of policies. It's kind of piecemeal. Fix this one and that one and now this dilemma here.
Yeah, crazy. If everything that's going on now, because pretty soon we're getting to that break time, do you think there'll be a push to jam a few things through, or no, it's going to be the opposite, because anything that's controversial is not worth touching with the midterm elections around the corner?
They're not really touching the controversial things like immigration, et cetera, that they would need to tackle. But they're going to do, October the 1st, the government shuts down, and that is not going to happen. Oh, they'll beat their chest and scream and do their 1 minute and, will the gentleman yield and all that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, they're going to temporarily do something. There is no way John Boehner is going to try that shutdown route again. The Highway Trust Fund, I would be in shock if they don't do something, at least $10 billion temporarily to hold it to next year. Again, I think if they communicate with people, they could make a permanent solution. It used to be a kumbaya, easy, you know, easy run on that highway trust fund. But they'll do, they'll have to do something, you know, on that. They're going to have to give the president money. That's another item that, you know, you and I just talked about, but they're going to have to do that. And, so there's a few things. The VA is underway already. That's not a must do by the time they leave, but there are a few things that they have to hit.
Yeah, boy. All right, we'll see what happens. Bob Ney, thanks so much as always. We'll catch you again soon. Bye-bye. Even Paul Ryan said what we were just talking about there, that the forget it, immigration bills galore are dead. There's no way anything's going to move in any direction when you've got these midterm elections coming up. I thought it was interesting what the congresswoman from Tennessee had to say, Marsha Blackburn. Take a listen to this. She said we could cut the aid to the countries to pay for the illegal kids. So, in other words, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, we cut them off of our payroll, and there's the money. That frees up the money to pay for the tens of thousands who are overtaxing the Border Patrol. Blackburn said Obama's $3.7 billion proposal doesn't attack the root of the problem, and she'd rather see USAID money used to fight all of that violence in Central America rather than for the children to cross the border. See, you know, here's the deal. If they're taking a hard line, they still are very cautious in what they're saying. She said she had great compassion for the kids. She visited some during a trip to the Fort Sill Army Base in Oklahoma over the weekend so she could get a chance to see it for herself. And she says it shows you that this is a situation that's gotten away from the administration. And I don't care what your politics are. Obviously, that has happened. And now, how do you try to get it at least to come a little bit backwards? Can you walk this back? And I think this is part of the problem. It's very tough to do that. And you have to have some money dedicated to it because there has to be more bodies thrown at this. The judges, absolutely, if you're going to hurry up some of these hearings, the only way you can do that is to have more judges processing these kids to deport them. The other thing, you have to have more Border Patrol agents, because right now so many are acting kind of as quasi-babysitters, moving kids from point A to point B and not really doing some of their normal duties because they're awash in this other stuff that has happened. You need to have more Border Patrol agents. There's just no two ways about that, unless the governors decide, well, let's send some, especially the border states, which is what it would be, let's send out some of the National Guard if it's really bad and they really need help at certain points. Because that's it. They're getting taken off whatever the normal routes would be. So some money has to go toward this. It's a question of how much money. And then the other thing is, this is only to solve the current problem once again. It doesn't do anything for the future. This is a temporary Band-Aid, and there is the big, big problem. So whether it's just part of the $3.7 billion that comes out of this, whatever it is, it's only a Band-Aid. The problem will still exist. The problems at the border, the crossings, all of that does not truly go away. All right, if you want to throw in on this, your 2 cents, that is, you can, 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Walking down that road right there that separates our country from Mexico and everything that's pouring in and the big questions surrounding it, we continue to beat a path there, so to speak. I remember back in 2007, remember this? Remember Hillary Clinton? Remember John McCain being rallying around this? Remember Bush backing amnesty, as we were talking about with Bob Ney, for the 12 million who had come across illegally? Everybody had an opinion on it. There was rallies all over the place. I remember being in Las Vegas and seeing people walk down the strip with signs and holding rallies and doing the same thing in Dallas and doing the same thing in Philadelphia and all over the country. But Congress, you know, said, this is it. You know, we're staying put. So now here we are again talking about the same thing. And with this crazy amount of crossings where you've got these kids and you got these teenagers and then you have the gang members who are trying to get the teenagers when they're near them in some of these holding areas to flip over to join the gang, which is the pressure they were getting in their Central American countries, pretty much amnesty is out of the question anyway. It, certainly for the Obama term, that's not going to happen. with the little he has left, it's not going to happen. And it was interesting that Bob brought up George Bush, because that was the big push, if you remember, in 2001. That, hey, we're here hand in hand and with Mexico, and we're gonna figure this out. We're gonna pull apart some of the walls that separate Mexico from the United States, and you know, it's crazy what happened. There was a big influx during the Bush administration. There was, and then you had 2007 where people were protesting, where actually you had people protesting illegals coming into the country, and then you had people who wanted illegals to have a pathway to amnesty, and you had a real, in some cities, you had a real clash, right? You had a real clash, just depending on how active the crowd was. And so some would say, yeah, you know what, are we going to see that again? Or with this crisis at the border, are we going to see more of those rallies that we saw back then? Are we going to see that you have La Raza and the Hispanic Chambers of Commerce in various areas coming out in directions in support of the trying of, you know, trying to have this immigration reform? But there's just no way during Obama's tenure that we'll see that. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And when you look at the makeup of the country, and then you look at the direction, the twisted direction that we've turned in, it is, to me, it's just so frightening that we keep hitting the same thing over and over and over and over again, and it's, we got to secure the border, we got to secure the border. I mean, it's almost laughable when someone says that. Could I run on a platform where when I'm asked that question, I'm out at a town hall, I'm shaking hands, and people ask me what I think of it? Can I actually say, well, we got to secure the borders? That's the first thing we have to do. Because we know that's not going to happen. We heard this back in 2007, we heard this back in 2001, and we had laws on the books that weren't enforced. And so this is ultimately where you end up. And, of course, part of that was people had work. People were trying to better themselves. People had a way to get across. They had somebody on the other side. There were ways to find a cousin, an aunt, a family, somebody that you could huddle with. And there's still plenty of that. But now it is even more messed up because of the executive action, executive order, to allow the kids to come in, and the confusion in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, or maybe not really confusion, but the idea that, look, I'll just take this money, get my kid out of here, take them to the United States. But they're not going to be able to stay in the United States. And in some cases, they've lost thousands and thousands, you know, of dollars. So go figure. Like, I got this email today from Joe in Massachusetts. And Joe said, Kate, I love it when you say we're a nation of immigrants. We are. I think you come from an Irish background. I come from an Irish background as well, and I can remember hearing stories from my great-grandfather about the prejudice and what they had to deal with. But they also busted their hump to come through legal channels, even though in some ways it was hell. And that helped the future generations. So because we have no gate, it's not fair for everybody else. And I think you've talked about that. Yeah, but that argument's not even part of the argument of what's happening at the border now. Nobody's bringing that up. Nobody's saying, well, what about all the people that are trying to get here and people that are waiting in line and now they're even pushed back further, unless they're brilliant and they have some kind of economics degree and then they're getting a master's in something else and they're coming from, you know, whatever country, somewhere in Asia or somewhere in you know, we could be specific, from India or coming from China or coming from Japan or coming from wherever, and, you know, then that's different, and that is thought of as, okay, so here's your visa, here's a work visa, and a lot of times then companies that turns into their funnel to get dual citizenship or citizenship, but that's different from what is happening along the southern route, along Mexico. And so because we're constantly talking about this constantly and thinking about it and seeing this influx that's really, really overwhelming some towns, the answer is you really do have to do something about the border. You really have to have a way to better have a handle on who's coming in and out. And I guess part of that has to be the quick deportations. Regardless of what that looks like, we have to have more judges, more immigration judges, that can process people in a better way. Because the ones that now, with this policy enforcement, with this new policy, the ones that fall into that crevice have to be processed and stay in the United States. I mean, the rest are going back. They're getting deported because they don't have a lifeline. But at least they can be deported faster so that they're not in some giant warehouse-like kind of facility hanging and waiting and waiting and waiting. I mean, it almost reminds you when you see it of people that were in a flood or a fire, and this was an emergency shelter with cots and toothbrushes that somebody hands you and meals that are being handed out to the tune of $250 a day per person, by the way, so you know that. So it's not cheap on any of us. But it's also, I think, more humane to do the process, now that I think about it, to do the process faster so that those who are definitely not staying, who can't stay, who have no ties that they can jump on, get kicked back quicker. So you reduce the amount of overcrowding in places like Fort Sill or some of the other spots where they're being housed. Because it's getting too overwhelming as far as the housing situation. So some of that money, like I said at the top, has to be allocated. Coming back on the flip side, are you vaping? Doing the hookah thing? Man, it couldn't be more popular. On the lighter side, odds and ends. You don't want to miss it.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away. But I can see the fire still alight. They're burning.
Ready to talk about Stukas and All-Stars in just a second, but if you, throughout this show, I don't care if you're right or right, left of left, whatever it is, you can always throw in americatonight.net, because we're going to hit up the mailbag in our next hour, or dial these digits, 855-266-5283. Is the congresswoman from Tennessee maybe on to something to cut off the aid to those countries, because that money gets used for the processes that have to happen along the border, and, or use that money to go after the violence in those countries, but that's not happening. I mean, that, there's no way we're stepping into the middle of that. There's lots of talk about it, talk about, oh, this is, it's terrible, and, you know, something has to change there, but there's no way we are jumping into the middle of, smack into the middle of that drug fray. We're having enough problems trying to contain what we're working with on this side of the border, and then working with Mexico. But the aid thing could work. The aid thing could work. I like the way she's thinking. Just take the money from one and throw it into the other, if that's the way it has to be, and all these people are pinning notes and sending kids And if there's so many of them, which is what she saw what I described as, yes, there is the horrible gangs and the nefarious types, as I like to call them, crossing over, taking advantage of less eyes on them. But there definitely is still those younger kids that are babies, you know, 3 and 4 years old, where they trust the coyote, pay him the equivalent of $6,000, and get them to take their kids across. And then it's tricky as to what happens once they get over, and especially if there's nowhere to go. And the idea is push them in the system. Okay, now they're here. They're seeking asylum. That is not working. Got this one from Kaz Jr. 1989, who says, Iranians with education visas are having a horrible time trying to come back for classes. I know several that are not allowed to return for fall semester at UNC Chapel Hill. And that's because of the tentative situation with Iran, even though it looked like in the beginning, oh, Rouhani is now running things and this is going to be different partially. You know that has an undercurrent there. And also because we had attempts in the United States by several people who had assimilated, and the common denominator they had, remember even the guy in Texas that wanted to blow up a downtown building in Dallas was on a student visa and then poof, disappeared into thin air. So they were trying to track those education visas tighter. But specifically if it's Iran, I think that's tied to the situation, the problems with Iran and the United States and the relationship there. The All-Star Game was played out in Minneapolis at Target Field, and lo and behold, the American League comes through. Mike Trout drives in 2 runs. N is the MVP. Derek Jeter had a couple of hits in his final All-Star appearance, which was pretty cool. And besides which, when Derek Jeter was introduced, boy, the crowd just went crazy for him. And what a classy thing to do. Derek Jeter is one of the good guys. Just turning 40, stepping away from the Yankees, and the fact that they did that when he stepped into the batter's box and then he lines a ball and, down the right field line for a double was huge. But the crowd clapping and getting excited for him and being introduced with the familiar voice of Bob Shepard, who was the longtime Yankees public address announcer. Just really, really cool that, you know, that he was cheered before his first at bat. And Trout on the other end of the spectrum is like a baby, just 22 years old, and he had a great game. So Trout contributed heavily to what happened with the American League. And remember this, the American League now gets the home field advantage for whatever team is there for the World Series. So there's something on the line, even though I think it's kind of bogus. I think they should ixnay that. I don't think they should get that advantage. I understand why it happened. I understand why it came about, but I ditch that. Speaking of ditching, I just read a story that somebody linked to me about, you know, earlier in the day about hookahs, and that smoking a hookah, I mean, isn't it interesting? Because cigarettes are so bad. You get emphysema, cancer, you know, whatever people are talking about. But yet, hookahs, they say, is like smoking 40 cigarettes. And by the way, like kissing everybody. And there are plenty of hookah joints that are popping up all over the place. I'm sure if you look in your backyard somewhere, I don't care if you're in a really small place, I bet you could find one. Bet you could find one, for sure. But that 40 cigarettes thing is stunning. I didn't realize that. They have there's a new study that's out in the journal Pediatrics that found that about one-fifth of high school seniors have tried the hookah. It's very popular with young people. And, of course, Middle Eastern cultures have smoked the hookah forever. If you don't know what it looks like, it's this It's a pipe that's filled with flavored tobacco. It's burned. It's passed through a tank of water, which supposedly filters the smoke, but of course it doesn't. And it's an interesting looking device. I mean, it is. I know you've seen them. I know it. The National Institute of Health says that a single session of hookah smoking delivers 1.7 times the nicotine, 6.5 times the carbon monoxide, and 46.4 times the tar of a single cigarette. In other words, it's toxic. It's a very toxic thing to do to your body in a short amount of time, in 60 minutes. And so the hookah smokers who say, well, they don't smoke cigarettes, the hookah, smoking this hookah, gives you just as much chance to have some, you know, the same sort of diseases that affect cigarette smokers. And then they don't change the mouthpiece. Oh, I know not too far from my place there's hookah places and there's vaping places where people mostly are buying the stuff, but think of things that would be transmitted if you, by kissing or putting your lips on the hookah that's been sitting there, and strep throat, colds, mononucleosis would be one of them. I'm sure there's others that I can't come up with off the top of my head, but using the same mouthpiece, ugh. And it's so popular right now. It's so popular. So many people will just go into hookah places, and that becomes the entertainment. And I guess that's why. It's the entertainment. You go in the hookah place, and you smoke the hookah. But unless it's your own, you don't know who else, whose lips have been smacked up against that thing. So I think I'd have to pass, especially if I heard when you smoke it, it's like 40 cigarettes, because that is scary. If you've ever seen anybody struggle to breathe, the gift of breathing, it's an awful, awful, awful thing. Here's another odds and end kind of moment for you. When I talk about the drought, I think especially of Texas and Oklahoma and other parts of the Southwest, and mostly, and there are other places I know struggling with the drought, but Los Angeles has been pretty interesting. According to the National Weather Service, the 2012 to 2014 rainy seasons, which are measured every July 1st to June 30th, only brought 11.93 inches of rainfall, which would mean it's 17 inches below normal. That's pretty big. That's very big, in fact. So they've got to be having problems in some of those towns in Cali. You have all these rainy seasons that came before that, and then poof, nothing. And the drought has been the worst it's been in the last 3 years. In June alone, 80%, imagine this, 80% of California considered to be under extreme and exceptional drought conditions. Any chance of rain pouring in buckets there? Probably not. Everybody's doing the rain dance, doing whatever they can, but it has not happened. And the California people were praying for a break. Praying for a break, because it's too dry. And then with the wildfires and everything else, that's what happens. That's where it leads, ultimately. So Californians, like so many in the Southwest, are struggling with the same situation. Water, water, water. In the end, water is going to be like currency, isn't it? Or so it seems, anyway. Stay with us. We Can Count coming up next.
Yeah. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We can count. This story that comes from California on the heels of talking about the drought. California approves fines of $500 for wasting water. Wow, that's got to be unprecedented in the United States. Usually somebody would get a warning if the area they tell you you can only water X amount of times. But they're so serious about that. Anybody who wastes water on lawns, landscaping, car washing, any of that, you're going to get slammed if they can find you with a $500 fine a day, by the way. This is by the State Water Resources Control Board, and their survey showed that conservation measures have failed to get that 20% reduction in water use that the governor was asking for. In fact, it actually jumped by 1% this past May compared with the same month in a previous year. So the fines only apply to what they say is wasteful outdoor watering. So that means landscaping that people put in, you know, the runoff that flows into the sidewalks, washing a car without a nozzle or a hose, hosing down the sidewalks or the driveways, And what they're saying is we got a lot of fire under the people who aren't taking this drought seriously. It is serious. And it is pretty historic that they voted. 4-0 vote. And that affects them across the state. Because they say they want to spread the burden, that it shouldn't just be, oh, the farmers are dealing with the drought. It should be everybody in these suburbs and even these more urban areas. And the restrictions, they've got some pretty tough restrictions. They take effect in August, but they really feel like it could save enough water to end up supplying 3.5 million people for a year. We'll see. I think that $500 a fine thing is crazy. Can you imagine? They start nailing people with that. Maybe that's the way to make up the money. Hey, make it a high fine so that we can nail people for watering what we consider extra watering. That's nasty. Iron Dome. You know where the Iron Dome is, of course. The Iron Dome is the big shield that Israel has, which has saved quite a few lives. And now with what's happened in Gaza, the first Israeli death happened. A mortar shell killed a man at Ezra Crossing. Rockets were coming down on Israel, setting off sirens in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem after Hamas rejected the ceasefire. And there were some people caught up in it. But a fragment, apparently, so this is just how quickly things can turn. A fragment apparently nailed this guy, and a 37-year-old nailed, and that was it, that led to his death. And that's what was happening with the idea of what they were back and forth and shellacking. So the mortar shell killed him once that happened. Sad, too, because the guy who was killed was Dror Chaiman is his name, and he was actually just somebody who was volunteering to distribute food to shelters. And so he's the first Israeli to be killed by enemy fire during this operation. He's the first one to die during Operation Protective Edge. Protective Edge. You can bet Benjamin Netanyahu is not too happy about that. Because first Hamas rejects the ceasefire, then it gets through, unfortunately, and hits a guy who was trying to help people. Isn't it always that way? The innocent victim who was out there among the folks trying to do whatever he could to spread the wealth, spread the love, and dish out some much-needed sandwiches and fruit and everything else to the people. Moving to yet another number. You got this one by something that I read the other day. Marco Rubio, who's trying to push the major student loan bill while looking for his place in the sun on the Republican bench, because he still gets mentioned for 2016. He still gets actually a pretty big mention for that. So that's one of the things he's going to push. He approved, if you remember, in April, letting private investors pay students tuition in exchange for a guaranteed percentage of their future income. Between 2004, to give you an idea, and 2012, total student loan debt in the U.S. almost tripled from $364 billion to 2004, $966 billion. And this is all the money, the data anyway, coming from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Wow. To which I would say, wow, how crazy. And what Rubio is saying is his loan proposal would curb default by preventing debt from becoming unmanageable. Repayment, interest rates, all that stuff would be on federal treasury rates. It would depend on that. So loans of less than $57,000, for example, would be forgiven after 20 years. Loans in excess of that amount would be forgiven after 30 years, which I guess in one way is a good way to look at it, that you would be paying it down at the time, and then when you really needed it, you wouldn't have to be stuck in it, because that's, unfortunately, with the whole baby boomer thing, that's the next thing that goes. That's the thing that's starting to happen with the student loans following. So 30 years and then dump it, that, I think that's a smart idea. Probably the best idea that I've heard in a very, very long time. In the meantime, Dick Cheney has his own ideas about what we need to worry about in this country. And he says terrorists are building better weapons. And, hey, they want to try them out. They want live targets. They really want to use them. And he was part of a show on Monday, part of a political forum on Monday. He said he fears that the Republicans have developed an isolationist strain. And on Tuesday, CNN's Jake Tapper asked Cheney if that meant he would be opposed to Kentucky's Rand Paul, the current Republican front runner, getting the party's nomination in 2016. So Cheney was very non-committal, saying he supports his ticket. He supports his ticket, but that's it. Wow. Playing hardball, saying all the things he wanted to say, but now has a chance to do it. And there's a supreme example of that. In the meantime, leaping around and finding just one more nugget. Numbers, now that I do this, I see numbers constantly, all the time. And it's not just ordering fast food. I mean, all the time I see that. Numbers, how the numbers turn around and, ultimately what it means. And how about this? This is our last one. Henry Kissinger is resting okay after heart valve replacement. Wow. Heart valve replacement. You know how old Kissinger is? Here's your big number to leave you with. 91 years old. Wow. 91 years old. Stay with us, and thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.